developments in the hunt for the killers of Kieran McManus in West Belfast on Saturday night. Detectives have revealed that the 26-year-old was shot twice in the back with a shotgun. Police say the father of one's family has been left devastated by the horrific attack. They're also appealing for information on a car they believe was used in the killing. Detective Chief Inspector Justin Galloway has been speaking to our reporter Lisa McAllister.
What we know is that on Saturday evening at approximately 11 o'clock, a maroon Astra, a five-door maroon Astra, drove into the area known as the Enterprise Centre off the Kennedy Way. Approximately 20 minutes later, Kieran, the victim, left Domino's Pizza shop where he works as a delivery driver. And as he walked to his car, a masked person came up from behind and shot him twice with a shotgun. This gunman then got into the maroon Astra and drove back out onto Kennedy Way and turned right into the direction of Andersonstown. We know also that some 5 minutes later, the maroon Astra was set on fire in Deanwood Park. The occupants, we believe, made off on foot from the scene of the fire. So we're obviously very keen to trace the movements of this maroon Astra, and not just its movements on the night of the murder on Saturday night.
This maroon Astra, was it stolen?
Yes, our inquiries have revealed that the maroon Astra was stolen late in 2012. And it's our assessment that false plates have been put on this vehicle. So that's why we are keen for anyone who has any information about where it has been kept, who has been using it, or any sightings over the past days and weeks, that they lift the phone and contact the investigation team.
It sounds particularly brutal when you describe what happened to Kieran, that he was unsuspecting, looking at his phone, and he's been shot in the back with a shotgun.
Yeah, absolutely, Lisa. He was doing his work, his night's work. He was walking to his car, and someone has come out of the shadows, from out of the darkness, came up behind him and shot him twice. It is an horrific attack, and it is one that has had clearly a massive impact on his mum and on his wider family circle, who are devastated.
You've been speaking to them, obviously, over the last few days. How are they bearing up in the circumstances?
Yeah, I spoke to Kieran's mum today, and she is in shock and devastated by what has happened. She is struggling to come to terms with the fact that she has lost her son, and not coming to terms with why this could have happened. And you know, there's no possible justification or reasoning behind this. It didn't need to happen, and it shouldn't have happened. And
do you have any idea why Kieran would have been targeted?
Well, I don't want to discuss specific lines of inquiry, but we are looking at events that have taken place in the past, incidents which Kieran has been involved in. You know, but regardless that Kieran is known to police, that should not distract or take away from the callous and barbaric nature of this murder. He was gunned down in a busy Saturday night shopping area, going about his business, you know, he had got himself a job, and you know, regardless of what has gone on in the past, he didn't deserve what happened, and that's why I want to make a specific appeal to people in West Belfast. Kieran was shot with a shotgun, and we need to take that shotgun off the streets, and we need anybody who can assist the investigation team in finding that shotgun and getting it offside and getting it off the streets so that we can prevent somebody else's mother or father going through the tragic circumstances that the family are going through at the minute.
That was Detective Chief Inspector Justin Galloway speaking to our reporter Lisa McAllister after that shooting in West Belfast, and the search continues for the killers of Kieran McManus.